in April. Top 33 email tips. Very few people really take pride in their email communication. Those who do stand out as people who understand and recognize the importance of written communication. These tips were also later included in a report titled 49 Ways to Improve Your Email Brand. Next, top 10 phone tips. Do you form opinions of people based upon how they sound over the phone? Because people cannot see us through the phone, they form opinions based not only on what we say, but also how we say it. This post will help improve your phone skills. Let's go to May. First of all, 36 ways to make a positive impression in less than 10 seconds. What surprised me about this one is that I didn't think a post with 36 short points would be so popular. Boy, was I wrong. 1,330 people on Facebook have shared this post with their friends. Second in May is sometimes 5 seconds is all it takes. A simple but powerful story reinforced the fact that when you show an interest in people and the things that are important to them, they will show an interest in you and the things that are important to you. 5 seconds is often all it takes. Let's go to June. 25 unexpected ways to make someone's day. When was the last time someone did something unexpected to brighten your day? How did you feel about that person? When you do things for people that are unexpected, you are making a large deposit into your relationship bank account. This was one of the top 5 posts of the last year. Next in June was the value of a mastermind team. Napoleon Hill said, "No two minds ever come together without a third invisible force, which may be likened to a third mind. When a group of individual minds are coordinated and function in harmony, the increased energy created through that alliance becomes available to every individual in the group." Let's go to July. Happiness is a choice. The research coming out on happiness supports the fact that for most of us, happiness is a choice. Just as you choose to put maple syrup on your pancakes because it makes them taste better, you can choose to be happy because of how it makes you feel. Next in July was taking a good look in the mirror of truth. I asked each of my children to write a guest post this past year. Jessica, my daughter-in-law, wrote this powerful lesson on personal character that will make you stop and think. Let's go to August. First, 10 ways to make people feel good. This is a powerful post. It's more than just a post listing 10 simple things that you can do to make someone feel good. You will learn that when you focus on others, you make a positive difference in 2 lives, yours and the person with whom you interact. Next in August is The Compound Effect. My friend Darren Hardy, publisher of Success Magazine, wrote this book. I was so impressed that I summarized some of the most important lessons in the book. I'm not sure if it was Darren's book or my summary of it that made this post so popular.